not gonna change. You hold no guard, lay down in the yard. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Don't stop, don't move, just pack your things in too. My warming world.
From the record Spilling a Rainbow, that is the artist Michael Andrews with My Warming World. The clientele before that did From Brighton Beach to Santa Monica. H.P. Lovecraft, the band, not the guy, did White Ship. Tim Buckley did Song to the Siren, and we started with Grizzly Bear from Shields doing a track called Half Gate. This is The Fringe on KRVS 88.7 in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm James Vanway, and thank you for listening tonight. Going to hear some music now from the artist Lawrence Arabia. He's got a new record out called The Sparrow, and this is Legends.
Right. All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love, like a cat in a bag waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me as you lay down on your side. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on the losing streak as I pass down my old street. And if you want to show, then just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse.
Anybody seen a night pass this way? I saw him playing chess with death yesterday. His crusade was a search for God, and they say it's been a long way to carry on. Anybody hear of plague in this town? The town I've left behind was burned to the ground. A young girl on a stake, her face framed in flames, cried, I'm not a witch, God knows my name. The night he watched with fear, he needed to know. He ran where he might feel God's breath. And in the misty church, he knelt to confess. The face within the booth was Mr. Death. My life's a vain pursuit of meaningless miles. Why can't God touch me with a sign? Perhaps there's no one there, answered the booth. And death hid within his cloak and smiled. This morning I played chess with death, said the knight. We played that he might grant me time. My bishop and my knights will shatter his flanks, and still I might feel God's heart in mine. And through confession's grill, death's laughter was heard. The knight cried, no, you've cheated me. But still I'll find a way, we'll meet once again, and once again continue to play. They met within the woods, the knight, his squire and friends, and death said, now the game shall end. The final move was made. The knight hung his head and said, you've won, I've nothing left to play. The minstrel, filled with visions, sang to his love. To look against the stormy sky, the knight, his squire and friends, their hands held as one, solemnly danced towards the dawn. His hourglass in his hand, his scythe by his side, the master death, he leads them on.
From Grace and Lies, that is Family Band with Keeper. Lee Hazelwood before that did Absent Friends. Scott Walker did Seventh Seal. The Verve did The Drugs Don't Work. And we started with Lawrence Arabia, a.k.a. James Milne, from his new record The Sparrow, doing a track called Legends. You're listening to Fringe on KRVS 88.7 in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm James. Going to go out tonight with a long piece of music. I was recently turned on to the writings of Don Marquis, and a strip, a sort of a comic strip he put out, I believe in the 1920s and 30s maybe, called Archie and Mehita Bill. My friend Rachel Netterville turned me on to this. And they also did a musical of it with words by Joe Dorian and music by George Kleinsinger. This is about a 27-minute piece. We're going to hear most of it. The gist of the story of Archie and Mehita Bill is that Archie is a cockroach who, he's a poet who's been reincarnated as a cockroach, and he is infatuated with an alley cat named Mehita Bell, and they live in the office of a newspaper, and Archie types poems by jumping up and going headfirst onto the keys and writing these poems about Mehita Bell and stuff. It's a great story. If you've never heard of this before, and I had never had, check it out. The writer's name is Don Marquis. And here we go. This is Archie Mehita Bell, words by Joe Darian, and music by George Kleinsinger. I'll see you next Friday. Stay tuned for Sound Club.
Have you ever seen an empty newspaper office at night? How cold and dark and still it is. The moon pokes through the dirty windows and hunts in the corners for the ghosts of old, forgotten stories. But some stories never grow old and cannot be forgotten. In this dark, deserted room on a night long ago, such a story began. Even now I see it all so clearly. The battered desk, the muted telephones, a vagrant moonbeam touching the dusty, littered floor. Then suddenly... What's that? Sounds like an old typewriter. Clacking away in the empty room. See on that desk in the corner? Why, it's a little cockroach dancing on the keys of the typewriter. Time after time, he climbs up on the framework and dives headfirst onto a key. And the impact of the blow is just enough to operate the letters. For an hour, he works at fever heat. Then he falls exhausted into the wastebasket and wipes his fevered brow with a limp antenna. And the result of his heavy literary labor reads as follows.
I am only a poor humble cockroach, but creative expression is the need of my soul. I'm little and I'm ugly and everybody sneers at me. But I'm a poet and my heart holds a flame. Leave a paper in the typewriter every night and I will write your stories for you. I don't want any credit or any salary. All I ask is the right to create my immortal poetry. Leave some apple peelings in the wastebasket too, boss. You can call me Archie.
So begins the most amazing career in newspaper history. I ought to know it was my typewriter that was used that fateful night. And every morning now, I rush eagerly into the office to scan the outpourings of this poetic cockroach. And a new world has opened for me.
I write about the big city from the underside. Freddy the Mouse and Broadway the Lightning Bug and Mahitabel the Cat. Mahitabel, Mahitabel, queen of all the creatures of the night, with a soul too gay and a conscience too frail. I saw her just the other evening, boss. She was tossing a party in Shinbone Alley for six of the toughest tabbies in town. Flirting their tails in the moonlight.
Yeah. What do we care if we're down and out? There's a dance or two in the old girls' yet. We'll whirl and prance like gay to dance. There's a dance or two in the old girls' yet.
Dear. girls are cops.
Well, boss, that's my hittable for you.
Her left ear is ragged, there are lumps on her hide, and she limps on her hind leg on the starboard side. Though life always treats her in the same ugly way, yet she sings as she dances, toujours gay.
It's cheerio, my deario, there's life in me yet. Choose your gay.
You know, boss, sometimes I think Mehitable is too choose-your-gay.
Choose-your-gay? There's no such thing as choose-your-gay. Why, you foolish cockroach, you're a queer little insect who wheedles and begs with too many morals and too many legs. Sometimes when you preach and you talk through your hat, you make me so mad I could just knock you flat. But I must confess, it's kind of nice to know there is someone in this cold, cruel world who worries about Mehitable. So even if it's only a blue-nosed, stiff-necked, ugly-faced, know-it-all, little cockroach. Well, cha-cha, Archie.
Good night, Mehitable.
Poor Archie. He tries so hard and accomplishes so little. And yet every night he's back here at the typewriter, pouring out his heart and wisdom to an indifferent world. He writes of many things. Philosophy.
People may think they amount to a great deal, boss. But to a mosquito, they're just something to eat.
Politics.
The human race may be doing the best it can, but that's an explanation, not an excuse.
Ethics.
Honesty is a good thing, boss, but it is not profitable unless kept strictly under control.
Nature study.
The honeybee is sad and cross and wicked as a weasel, and when she perches on you, boss, she leaves a little measles.
But most of all, he writes about Mehitable the cat.
Boss, I wish Mehitable would settle down. I saw her again the other night, digging in a trash heap. And she looked as if she were part of that heap herself. But her eyes were flickering with a bright green flame. I told her to take a job as a house cat, boss, but she just laughed.
Oh, Archie, why talk about mundane things? I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love.
Oh, Mehitable, not again.
What's the matter, little cockroach? Do you object to love?
Suddenly staring down at me was the biggest, blackest, meanest tomcat in the whole wide world.
Or perhaps my fat little cockroach, you object to me,
He leaned so very, very close, and suddenly I didn't object to anything.
Archie, dear, this is my bill, my own true love. This is the real thing.
bust of talent error.
And he is a rival brute named Bill, one-eyed in a holy terror.
My skull is ditched from 100 fights, and I got little hair on my tail.
But the son of a gun of a yowling hun is indubitably
male.
Indubitably. Over the fence we frolic and prance, under the black red moon. And we sing to the stars, we are Venus and Mars, as we caper and clutch and croon.
His good eye gleams like a coal of hell from the Mercury Alley yard.
And the heart that jumps in the cage of my ribs is hot and black and hard.
You pussies that purr on a Persian rug or mew, chew some fool for cream, meow. Little you know of the wild delight of the midnight outlaw's dream.
A fish that fills from the garbage can or a milk bottle rated at dawn is better than safety or slavery. You'll punch that cuddling fawn. We'll riot across the roof of the world.
My head above.
And Bill,
you're a son of a gun of a yowling
hun. There's a dance in the old bell.
The next morning, I came to the office early, and there was Archie, holding his head dejectedly with four of his legs. He had typed the following message.
Boss, it's no use. I tried to make my Hittabel respectable, but she just wouldn't listen. She ran off with that big black-hearted tomcat.
For the next few weeks, Archie wrote no more about Mehetabel. He tried to lose himself in his work. He even wrote up one of his adventures in song.
Last night I met a lightning bug who just got into town. He flashed and flickered mightily as he flew up and down. And all the insects gathered round and cheered and urged him on. He said, I am a wonderful bug. You'll miss me when I'm gone. We nicknamed him Broadway, boss. But then he got so very vain, he sneered at us and snickered. He said, I bet you've never seen a bug before who flickered. I said to him, though you may think you are a natural wonder, I've watched your lightning all night long, but I don't hear no thunder. I guess that took him down a peg, boss.
But Archie's false cheer didn't fool me. I knew he was still brooding about Mehetabel. Then one dark, rainy night, the inevitable happened. Archie's note was brief and excited.
Boy, she's back. Mehetabel is back in Chinbone Alley. I hate to say I told you so, but that good-for-nothing Bill has left her, and she's alone.
And the next night...
Well, she's not exactly alone, boys. There's a flock of kittens with her, three of them this time. She's keeping them in an abandoned garbage can near the river. Last night her cronies were there to welcome her back again. You should have seen them fussing over the kittens.
What have I done to deserve all these brats? Not that I don't love the cursed things.
Lullaby, little kid.
But why does life have to be one darn litter after another?
Go to sleep in the ash.
After all, Archie, I'm an artist. This constant parade of kittens interferes with my career.
Mother love will protect.
It's not that I'm shy on mother love, Archie.
While you slumber and dream.
My heart would bleed if anything happened to them, and I found it out.
Lullaby, my
struggle between life and art is simply wearing me out.
Mother dear, we'll be hustling for fish heads and cream. Lullaby.
Of course, the poor dear ones will suffer so.
Go to sleep
in this veil. Carry them over to the river and drop them in.
Lullaby.
But a mother's love is so unreasonable.
While you're safe.
Something always keeps me from doing it.
Mother dear,
I will make a home for the little innocents. Unless, of course, Providence should remove them.
Mehitable, don't say things like that.
As you can see, Archie, I have them in this ash can without a cover. And should it rain before I could rescue them, the little dears might founder.
Mehitable, it's raining now. It's been raining for hours and hours.
What did you say, Archie?
Mehitable, it's pouring. You have to rescue the kittens.
Archie, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Mehitable, get your children out of the ash can. They're practically floating away. Mehitable, Mehitable.
Oh, my kittens. Oh, my darling, darling kittens. Let us hurry and rescue them.
Mehitable, we made it. We rescued your kittens in the nick of time.
Well, Archie, you are a true friend and a hero. But sometimes I wish I had a true friend who wouldn't mind his own business. Scat, you nosy little cockroach. Scat, get away, get out of my sight.
I practically had to run for my life. It was a funny way to thank a fellow. But then I suppose all females are a little illogical.
From that night on, Archie worked tirelessly to change Mehitable's ways. And he finally succeeded. Perhaps it was the desertion of the big black Tom, or the new litter of kittens, or the coming of winter to the city. But suddenly, Mehitable surrendered. She agreed to take a job as a house cat.
I'll do it. By gosh, I'll do it. That cockroach may be on the nosy side, but he's a brainy little fellow at that.
So she took the list of clients Archie had given her, swept up her basket of kittens, and started on the big adventure.
Are you the people who are in the market for a house cat? Of course, I'll have to see your references.
So the door closed behind Mehitable, and a new life opened for her. I was certain this dramatic turn of events would make Archie happy, but strangely enough, he didn't look happy. As the peaceful weeks rolled by, he became more and more uneasy and fidgety, even sad. He began to take long walks alone at night.
I walk alone.
along the quiet street and drag my tired, lonely feet and dream about my friend, Mehitabel, the way she used to be. And in the darkness, how I long to hear the wild, unconquered song that used to mock my friend, Mehitabel, my raggle-taggle friend, so wild and free. I changed it to a tabby with a ribbon round her neck. I gave her food and took away her pride. And now she sits before the fire in a warm and cozy room, but the fire in her eye has died. A cockroach should not ever be the one to play with destiny. I'm weeping for my friend, Mehitabel, the way she used to be. Oh, if only I could see her now, the way she used to be. Her left ear was ragged, there were lumps on her hide, and she limped on her hind leg on the starboard side. Though life always treated her in the same ugly way, yet she sang as she danced, "Tous your gay, tous your gay.
What's that?
Choose your gay,
it can't be!
Choose your gay,
they must be dreaming! It's Mehitabel!
It's cheerio, my dear y'all, friends and kiddoettes. It's cheerio, my dear y'all, there's life in me yet. Choose
and
your
look,
gay,
all the stray cats are pouring out gay, to welcome her home!
Choose your gay.
And look at them all yowling and cheering as Mehitabel dances on the pole.